Two more days to go. The month of Kartik has these two more nights in store for us, where we can use our full, let us say, when we can use the opportunity. I must remember my crash down when I was actually not able to do anything any longer. Still, I decided that let me go into my little temple room and let me offer a lamp to Lord Damodar. Alive or dead, I want to do this, which is for my eternal benefit. The body comes and goes. Mental states, life situations also change all the time. But during this change, we should really try to put Krishna in the center. A few days ago, I did a Govardhan Parikrama and arrived in one small temple of Lord Damodar exactly at the time when there was a power cut. It was stark dark. I nevertheless went in the direction of the altar, and then I saw something on the ground which really looked like big loads which were distributed there. Anyways, I could recognize these dark shades in the night and go around them, and when I came before the altar, I saw they had put candles, and the beautiful forms of Radha Damodar looked at me. Next to them, I saw this priest whom I have seen for about 30 years. He looks now a little old, and when he smiles, you see only one tooth in his mouth. But he is so dedicated to this service that the atmosphere he spreads in the temple is just infectious. Many devotees like to go to this really, really small temple because the deities shine due to the reciprocation with this priest. They are very alive. Anyways, finally the lamp went on, the electricity had returned, and I looked around the temple. What did I see? That what I thought were loads were bulls, cows, calves. They were staying in the temple amongst the human beings. And you know, Indians, they are very hospitable. They think we are all belonging to one family, the family of God. So there were everywhere people also resting on the floor next to the cows. It was such a, let us say, interspecies friendship that it was really inviting. Why? Because Radha Damodar, who have been served by this priest over these many years so devotedly, were absolutely in the center, and they united all living beings, Bengalis, Western people. I think I was the only one there with my assistant, and cows and calves and so on. Only the monkeys were not there. They are monkeys. They are in their own world. Yes, I wanted to share this. Putting Krishna in the center, worshipping him with focus, and trying to please him, and having him in the core of our heart, thinking of him like we will think of the most beloved person, makes immediately a very attractive atmosphere around us, to which everyone is absolutely attracted. This month of Kartik has learned or taught us this, putting Krishna in the center of our attention. Let us keep this lesson for the rest of the year.